Christian Challenge, Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, presents the Sunday, September the 30th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, featuring the Spirit of Joyful Anticipation, the first book written by your producer and host, evangelist and pastor teacher Donley Vernon Brown. And the book is based partially on the scripture, "The joy of the Lord is your strength," and should be published sometime within the next few months. Stay tuned for Sounds of Praise for more information. And here he is, Donley Vernon Brown. Good Sunday morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. From now until 8 a.m., plan to be here bringing the very best in gospel music, and we bring you a program entitled The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning. We're praising and thanking you, Lord, for this day that you've allowed us to see. We pray, O Lord, that you would minister by your Holy Spirit in and through our lives. May we receive exactly what we need, O Lord, because you are the giver of every good and every perfect gift. And because of that, we can come boldly before your throne today, knowing that you have exactly what you need, what we need, and you'll provide exactly when we need it. So we open our hearts and our lives to receive from your hand, and may we not be just Dead Sea Christians, where everything flows in and nothing moves out, but may we be your vessels through whom your anointing might flow out from our lives into other lives, destroying yokes and setting souls free, so that they might receive the benefits and blessings of your gospel, and they in turn might be vessels through whom your great gospel might flow, is our prayer in Jesus' name, and for your praise and for your glory. And let the people of God out there say amen, amen, and amen. We just heard our program theme today. Kirk Whalum, Kenneth Whalum III, and Hugh Whalum with Fit to Battle. Here is our New Day theme. This is Avalon and entitled New Day here on Sounds of Praise.
Behind, and I never will forget you. There's so much power in your praise. Praise changes things. Praise tears down strongholds. Praise sets the captives free. Praise breaks chains.
And I'ma still give you praise. Oh, ancient of days, weekends and holidays, 365 year round, end of my ways. It's an open shut case and the verdict's not guilty. So I'ma scream your name until the depths of hearing me. This world don't see the same with your spirit filling me. My team will lift your name, disregard what you're dealing me. See, I grab the full taste of the world and its blame. My God will upset your plans like the pass in the rain. Though every time I grab a hold of this mic in my hand, I spit God's truth confound in the wisest of men. Maybe you didn't understand when he said I am. Realize in the end, every knee will drop where it stands. Do it now while you can. Rise up, I'll take a stand before it's too late, and you'll be getting more than a tan, fool.
Praise changes things, ain't what you feel, what you think brings to the table. Victory's strong and stable. The world may fail, going to the crossing nail. All my sin and shame makes me wanna praise. Praise changes things, ain't what you feel.
Inside of you, don't hold it in, let it out, give a shout. If you don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. God inhabits the praises of his people, so usher in the Holy Spirit with your praises, people. Open up your mouth, people, who cares who's looking? Block him out, give a shout, change defeat into victory, addiction into deliverance. You see, it's no coincidence, at Jericho a shout made the walls come tumbling down. You know, praise, it sets the captives free. So if you need to be freed from fear and doubt, then let me hear you shout. You know someone in need? Then let me hear you shout.
Hey.
If you need to be set free, then let me hear you shout.
Hey. Changes things.
I think the race
what you feel,
free.
What you think brings to the table.
Victory's
strong and stable. The world may fail, the cross
of me.
All my sin and shame makes me want to pray.
Amazing all the people when chasing, cause they don't wanna praise him in the midst of the storm. Drop your knees to the floor and just shout to the Lord. All the things in your heart that's been tearing you apart, let your soul rest at ease, let the chains break free. It starts on your knees when your flesh is at 100 degrees, and you're screaming, God, please meet me in my place of need. Watch the storm clouds open and the sun shine through. Now you realize praise is the first thing you do when the world done got you in a headlock. Now it can't stop you with praise on your lips. You where the blessings come flock to. So if you wanna overcome in this life, then just sing. If you wanna break free from the strife, then just sing. Throw your hands up from left to right and just sing, y'all.
true living God. So anybody believe it, just help us sing, cause he's so incredible. Hallelujah. Some problems, some great and some small, but you being God delivered me from them all.
Still can't believe all the ways you made.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 5:22 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM, from the App Store. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, September 30th, the last Sunday in the month of September. And we are bringing you a special program today entitled The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation. And that is the title of my new book, which should be published sometime this year. It's been a long time, but we're hanging in there. And God has brought us to this day, so we're going to rejoice in Him. And The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation is based upon a number of scriptures, but primarily one in Nehemiah, which is entitled The Joy of the Lord is Your Strength. And most of the music today is going to be on that subject, the joy of the Lord and how His joy is able to strengthen us. And actually, when the book is published and you buy a copy, you're going to find out that the Spirit is a lifestyle that God wants His people to live. And we pray that the message and the music will increase your desire to learn more and to receive more of His joy and His strength. Okay, we began today with our program theme, Kirk Whalum, Kenneth Whalum, and Hugh Whalum III. Kenneth Whalum III and Hugh Whalum with Fit to Battle. Avalon followed with our New Day theme, New Day. Teen Challenge of New England with Praise Changes Things, our program theme. And Tracy followed with You're Worthy of My Praise. And that was our co-theme today. And let me give you our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. We aren't taking music requests today because of the nature of our program, but we'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. Just give us a call, 1-855-915-9636, 1-855-915-WMFO. Same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. Plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to be able to praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone up here again. You need to go to that phone. It's your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work on your behalf. And He's also given to the church the power of intercessory prayer. So it's our right, it's our privilege, it's our obligation to be able to praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you're going to let us know what you would like us to pray about or praise God for. 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay, let's get right into the program. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And so we're anticipating joyfully God ministering to us in our spirit, so we can live that type of powerful Christian lifestyle. Worship jams coming up here on Sounds of Praise. And when you are walking in the power of the anointing of the Spirit of the living God, you're going to sing for joy.
Shout to the rock of our salvation. Come let us sing for happened in my life over the past 10 years, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, I still have joy.
Yeah.
Joe Pace in the choir, and I Still Have Joy. And it may seem that joy and strength don't seem to go together. Matter of fact, that scripture in Nehemiah just seems out of place with everything that's going on. But what God is saying to us and what he was saying back then to those individuals who were listening to the word of the prophet Nehemiah was that in the midst of everything that you are going through, even though you are a believer in the living God, you're going to have tests, you're going to have trials, you're going to have situations, you're going to have criticisms, you're going to have pain in your body, you're going to have lack of funds at times. But no matter what you're going through, God's joy and strength will sustain you, and it will give you the victory to continue to live for him and serve him in spirit and in truth. And this is the late Whitney Houston coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. And the song is entitled, I Didn't Know My Own Strength. Because the joy and strength that God gives to you goes beyond our physical abilities. This is a spiritual strength that God alone can give to those who place their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Lost touch with my soul. I had nowhere to turn. I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream. Thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength. And I crashed down and I tumbled. But I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength. So by my darkest hour, my faith can be alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. No, found hope in my heart. I found the light to life, my way out of the dark. Found all that I need here inside of me.
All right. Y'all know this song. Let me see your hands connect. Yeah, that's it. Come on, Melissa. Let me see you move, girl. Yeah. Come on, y'all. I like the way this feels. Come on, New Breed. Let's bring it up.
Declaring
546 here on Sounds of Praise, and that was New Breed, Sound of the New Breed, with Again I Say Rejoice. And the reason it's repeated is that God encourages us that if we don't get that immediate delivery and the victory that we are praying for, we can to continue to rejoice. We're not going to let one setback or one individual seem like it would stop us from going through and gaining the victory to keep us from obtaining what God has for us. The devil may send multiple attacks against us, but if we continue, make up in our mind, we are going to rejoice no matter what comes our way. Our victory is going to be received. And that's what the message of the Shekinah Glory Ministries are going to bring to us. They're going to say, let's continue to rejoice in the Lord our God.
And now that you've taken back all your stuff, you can rejoice. Rejoice, I say, in the Lord. Rejoice. On this Resurrection Sunday, he got up and rose and achieved death. He beat death for us. So give God the praise. For you see, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice. I said I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. Shoop doop doo 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 doo. Shoop doo doo doo. Shoop doop doo 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 doo. Shoop doo doo doo. Come on, put your hands together.
Put your hands together like this. Put your hands together.
Come on, let's keep it right together. Hallelujah.
And it's 5:54 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Sounds of Praise Ministry, Sunday, September 30th, 2018. And our program today is entitled The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation, which is the title of my new book, which should be out sometime this year. We're working hard on it. Okay, on this first set, we heard worship jams with Sing for Joy. Joe Pace II and the choir were next with I Still Have Joy. Whitney Houston with I Didn't Know My Own Strength. Why? Because it came from God. And then we heard Sound of the New Breed with Again, I Say Rejoice. We just concluded the set with Shekinah Glory Ministries and Rejoice. That's the message in the music. Hopefully it's going to be embedded in your heart and in your life this day, so that no matter what negative things appear in your life, you're going to be able to rejoice in Him and His victory, and anticipate His certain victory to be received in your life. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. We aren't taking music requests today, but we'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. Just give us a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. Same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report planning to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to be able to praise God with you or pray for you or for someone else that you're asking us to pray for. And we'd be glad to do that, because God's given to the church the power of intercessory prayer. And I'm going to invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. Okay, let's continue. This is Bishop Marvin Winans, who went through a season of difficulties in his own life, but he's going to sing about the joy that God gave to him and brought him out victoriously. And what He's done for him, God's able to do it for you, and willing to do it for you, as you continue to anticipate the blessings and the victory that He alone can give.
I remember well, secrets so deep that I couldn't tell, and the only place that I knew to hide was to retreat further inside. Now there I was again, all by myself. I didn't know who, where to go for help. And with the weight of the world on my shoulder, all the while my heart grew colder. Then one day I cried for help to come. Oh Lord, said I heard a voice, but I saw no one. And then you lied. When I knew I'd be alright. Oh,
I can tell the world,
I can tell the world
about this.
Yes, sir. What did He do, y'all?
He brought joy,
great joy,
great joy.
Where?
To my soul,
to my soul. Yes, He did.
Yeah, He did.
Yeah, He did.
Yeah, He did.
Ronald, what you got to say?
I remember when, I remember when I got so sick, boy, that my heart failed. The doctors came and told that it wouldn't be long. Informed my family he'll soon be gone. And then I turned my face straight to the wall. Said when I was healthy